You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
How'd you guys feel about Odell's dad putting up like an illustration on social media showing all the times that Odell's open that Baker's not getting him the ball?
In a classically dad way as well.
I know.
Getting a screen grab of a YouTube video, then going it sideways and posting a video on Instagram of a sideways video vertically. So you have to tilt your phone sideways to watch
perfect.
It.
Yes, I know LeBron came to his defense too on social media.
Not like an offensive yesterday.
No, but you want LeBron doing that. I'm not certain you want
he's
dad getting.
He's a Browns
getting,
fan.
Yeah, I'm not certain. No, he's not. I'm not certain you want dad getting involved
what do you
in
mean,
your business.
No, he's not.
He's a fan
he's
of where he feels like being a fan of.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
I mean, enough of him and his fandom. Mm-hmm. I'm more interested in your reaction. Like, you don't want one of your parents doing that for you, right? Like doing taking care of your
it.
Business. Really?
Yeah, no, it was great. You didn't like it? You know he doesn't want to be there, but he can't say that he doesn't want to be there. So then he has his dad doing, he's like, oh, crazy dad's just doing this thing. I wouldn't tell him to do that. But he told all his friends to do it. You didn't think it was great? He doesn't want him there. Do you think Baker wants him there? Baker doesn't want him there. He doesn't want to deal with that headache of Baker doesn't like him. He doesn't like Baker. No one wants him there. Why is he still there? Just let him go. Let him fly free.
Contracts.
I mean, they, I think they all want it to work, but
yeah, not anymore.
Not Baker.
I mean, what Odell's dad was doing yesterday was certainly not helping. It's certainly not helping. By the way, I also like him just putting it out there, aggregating it as if he's got the key to NFL films.
Like he put it together?
Do me a favor. So, we shouldn't have access to the all 22 cams. I'm just saying that right now. We don't know what the bleep is going on. We don't know about assignment football. We don't know when something goes wrong and there's a communication breakdown. And we certainly shouldn't be putting stills out there as they're frozen in time without, if we're doing that, you should have Jadeveon Clowney try to chase you down for a sack while you give your take on this screen cap of the all 22. Where you don't know jack shit about jack shit.
His dad knows.
I think it's perfect that the way that we cover this, because we don't know jack shit about jack shit. Jack shit's a linebacker, by the way, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because we don't know anything about what it is that we're watching here, I love that we just descend into what do you think about dad trying to get Odell traded by putting up a video of all the times. Now, Pro Football Focus does say that Odell is open all the time.
Yeah,
but it means more coming from dad.
Well, more people are seeing it, I think, coming from dad.
He's not open all the time, but there have been certainly games that they don't look his way. And that's very frustrating because when in his rookie season and at times last season, Baker was so good throwing deep. And that part of our game has disappeared. I'm a Browns fan. I just get really frustrated when people matter-of-factly say it's a Baker problem. And they just absolve Odell, when we go through his stats, you would say that he hasn't had a good year in Cleveland at any point during his tenure.
I can't remember.
Maybe his first season.
I can't remember.
No, his first year was viewed as a disappointment, even though he was a 1,000-yard receiver.
Okay. I cannot remember Odell Beckham having a 100-yard game there. Now, I'm sure he's had a couple.
Two. He had a Monday nighter, like the third game where he took like a screen pass or a slant.
That was his big
moment.
Yeah,
it was a slug a sluggo. Mm-hmm. And he went like 87 yards with it, which we haven't seen. And that was like the route that he ran all the time.
I love in a New sluggo. York. I do.
Yeah.
Sluggo, good jargon, so you sound like you know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's a good route. It's, I like that route.
It's actually a Chris
route.
Cody trick. Slant and go, you combine the word sluggo. Mm-hmm. So,
using a Madden.
Odell hasn't been the Odell we always think he is when we still talk about him since 2016. It's a very long time ago.
Well,
the dominant force that would take over games. 2016 was the last time we saw Odell the way that we're used to.
So his Pro Football Focus grade in 2018 was the second best of his career. It's actually better than 16 and 15. So he's been that player. But if you look at his, and they try to isolate performance, his isolated performance has gone significantly down in Cleveland. He was at a 90 grade in 2018. His last 3 years have been 69, 75, 66.
The target, everyone says they need to get, Baker needs to get Odell involved. Odell needs to be more involved, more involved, more involved, more involved. No one has more targets in this offense than Odell Beckham Jr. He's got 34, and that's with him missing the first two games of the season.
Yeah, but they're all sailing over his head. I mean,
you could say that, and Baker has not been good while targeting Odell. Here's some damning stats. Since trading for Odell Beckham Jr., Cleveland, you would think, all this firepower. The public loves betting on them. Third worst team against the spread. That is not common for a team that made the playoffs last year and won a playoff game. Baker, when targeting Odell, has a QBR of 58. That's the 57th best quarterback rating while targeting a receiver. That's really bad. A completion percentage of 55. This was a player that throughout the first 2 weeks of the season, we were marveling at his accuracy and his deep ball accuracy. That's good for 59th in the league. He is off target, Baker is, 27% of the time when targeting Odell Beckham Jr. Now, that is certainly, you hear that stat, and you're like, that's all on Baker. And I understand that. I'm telling you, as someone that watches the games, there is more to it. And also, you're working off the assumption that if Baker does indeed target Odell Beckham Jr. on one of these videos that he is wide open, Odell Beckham Jr. will catch the damn thing.
Stugatz is pointing at a screen that's in here and laughing. What are you laughing at as Billy drops his head into his hands for some reason that I don't know? What is happening on the TV screen?
They're showing what his dad put up there, and LeBron backed it up. I mean, Baker is back there. He's got time to set his feet. Odell is wide open 7 yards down the field. No. Baker not even looking at him.
No. Odell is wide open 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, and Baker is looking down the field at a deeper read there. Right. This is why we shouldn't have all 22. You're a moron if in that instance you're like, take the underneath route on a second and goddamn 10. Baker's looking down the field. I want Baker to do that more. The Browns run 12 and 13 personnel. Do you know what that is? As we talk about sluggo, that means they run 2 and 3 tight end sets more than anybody else in the league.
This is not an
offense that focuses and highlights wide receivers. It's an offense that is built around tight ends.
Can I be okay with parents and just parents having access to all 22? I mean, come on.
Yes, put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Are you okay with parents and just parents having access to all 22? Billy, I don't know whether you were upset because Mike was descending into Browns talk again or because we haven't talked trampoline advancements yet today and you were all gung-ho about those. I couldn't tell behind the mask what it is that was bothering you.
Neither of them, Dan. I was dealing with some BTS. That's behind-the-scenes stupidity business.
And that often just makes your head go into your head?
Yeah, sometimes. Sorry. By the way, new episode out today if you want to catch it. Thank GSP you. Tells yeah. us what it's wow. like to celebrate Christmas at Sylvester Stallone's house.
Yeah, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, correct?
Yeah, that was just to watch a fight. Spoiler alert, Sylvester Stallone may have a sibling who wants to teach GSP how he should be fighting. Won't tell you which one.
It's Frank.
He'll also tell you how long it will take to kill Billy Gill.
I mean, don't tell him everything, Stugatz. There's no need to listen.
Well, no, you have to listen to see how long it will take him. I mean,
I can
a javelin.
I can hear the audience also getting bored with Odell Beckham Jr. talk because it's been 3 years now with it. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. because we don't annoy people when we talk about him on this show. Aaron Rodgers is unvaccinated.
Wow, really?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is unvaccinated, and that is why he got COVID in part. Now, there are breakthrough cases, but that is why it is a certainty that he will miss this game. That's big breaking news in the NFL, that he's out against the Kansas City Chiefs. He caught COVID-19, something that can happen when you're vaccinated, but the minimum amount of games, he could still test negative and be on the field if he were vaccinated, but he is unvaccinated. That is courtesy of Ian Rappaport, who broke that story. That is hugely disappointing. Hugely
surprising,
disappointing.
Yeah.
Rap sheet.
Not so surprising. If you piece together some of the language he's been using, some of the whole free speak, the free thinker type of movement, using woke negatively in the context that he applied it, there's a lot of buzzwords that he was using there that made me think this was a possibility. But just from a team perspective, I don't get the notion in that locker room of someone being so anti-vax when this is a big game against the Kansas City Chiefs. The NFC is a rock fight right now. You have a bunch of one-loss teams out there. Home field is going to matter in the postseason, and now he's unavailable for his team, and we still don't get to see Rodgers Mahomes. The last goddamn time this happened, I saw Matt Moore out there. We were supposed to see Mahomes and Rodgers, and I get... God damn you, Aaron.
I am surprised that the first place that you ended up in the surprise, or the surprise to me that Aaron Rodgers was unvaccinated, is how it affects your football, how it affects the Kansas City
Chiefs game. You're not pissed
game.
Off? You're not pissed off?
Not about Aaron.
I was looking forward to Mahomes-Rodgers.
I'm pissed off, but I feel a bit betrayed. It's not even about the football for me. It's just I did not think that Aaron Rodgers would be unvaccinated. That's not everybody who's been like that, whether it's Kirk Cousins or even LeBron James or Kyrie Irving, they're not hiding it. Like, they're not hiding in the shadows of not wanting to be.
But, like, don't you have to, like, wear a mask on the sidelines if you're unvaccinated?
You have to be like Carson Wentz, after the post game. Like, but, he does a handshake and he wears a mask.
But how come we haven't seen that then with Aaron?
Is
there, like, special dispensation for, because he's Aaron Rodgers? Like, we don't want this out
COVID
there?
COVID won't dare come after me.
He better sign with Denver next year. I got to see Mahomes Rodgers before he retires. God damn it.
This is part of the tank, Billy and I were trying to tell you.
No, you weren't trying to say this.
But, Dan, like, this has been an interesting one because you do kind of associate anti-vax with, like, a certain, I don't need to respect the opinion of these people. But for me, like, Aaron Rodgers is in that realm of, like, oh no, like, I want to listen to some of what Kyrie Irving has to say, to some of what LeBron James has to say, and being on this side of the issue on the vaccine it kind of sucks that, like, you think that you could have, like, oh, well, Aaron Rodgers is conscientious, he wouldn't be anti-vax, and then here he is missing a big game.
For me, though, the disappointment is manifold, right? Because to me, it's not even just that he was unvaccinated. It was unvaccinated and kind of hiding it, right? Like, not wanting to be out there with an opinion. This is the way we learn it, through an Ian Rappaport report. And I suppose the way to look at this is that he's denying you football games and not being a good teammate because Kirk Cousins, we were talking about this. When it was Kirk Cousins, we were talking about, really? You're going to go through this team meetings and plexiglass? Like, what kind of things have the Green Bay Packers have had to do to not only accommodate Aaron Rodgers? Are we sure? We're sure it's true, right? And Ian Rappaport isn't going to be wrong.
NFL. No, he's very reputable. He's not getting this one wrong. This is what it is. When it was reported with fact that he is out, that signaled something.
But people
he's not gonna get his
back,
game check.
But
for
people
this.
Asked him back in August if he was vaccinated, and he would say yes. Aaron would. It's confusing.
So he was lying. Then.
Okay, but this is the part. So there are two parts of this.
Someone's lying. It's either Aaron Rodgers back in August or Ian Rappaport now. He could retract. He could be wrong. That is hugely shocking. They were even last week because Green Bay dealt with this for a big Thursday night game. They had a huge win at Arizona without Davante Adams. Davante Adams is vaccinated. Lazard also got COVID. He was unvaccinated. He didn't get his game check. Davante Adams did.
There are different rules for the vaccinated and the unvaccinated in that league. I feel somebody's wrong. And I'd like some more information before we form all of our opinions here on who's wrong and how they're wrong, especially on this subject matter.
There's been a follow-up, too, from Ian Rappaport. He says, the Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was quoted as saying he's been, quote, immunized by the letter of the law in the NFL that does not equal vaccinated.
The quote was immunized?
Yes. It means he's had COVID before.
Okay, so it wasn't him saying that.
Which is why Lamar Jackson's been would argue that too, and he wears the mask post game. Aaron Rodgers doesn't. Aaron Rodgers. Ooh.
Lamar Jackson.
This is all such a bad look for Aaron Rodgers.
Lamar Jackson has gotten it twice, correct?
Three times? Yeah, at least twice. What are you doing at that party during a COVID outbreak, Aaron, without a mask?
He's being John Wick. John Wick's not going to wear a mask.
Exactly.
What are you doing, dude?
You're disappointed, huh?
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very disappointed in Aaron Rodgers. Not just because I wanted to see Mahomes in a Chiefs uniform against Aaron Rodgers in a Packers uniform. Wanted to see that.
But, yeah, he's getting clobbered right now on social media.
But how?
Like lying about being vaccinated, right?
Why would you lie?
But that immunized is not that is sort of a gray area. You could
that means he got
it's playing with semantics though.
Immunized for measles rather than COVID-19.
This is so disappointing.
Big opportunity for Jordan Love though.
This is actually a hugely important development, not just for him but for the Kansas City Chiefs too. They were a home dog. And they were a home dog when news of this broke, and your boy locked it in. Thank you, friends at DraftKings.
Speaking of, since we're going back and forth talking about who's lying, who's not lying.
Your boy locked it in. I mean, what a douchey sentence.
Couldn't have run to the app fast enough. Him and I were like, did you get it? Did you get it? Woo! Woo-hoo!
Now I'm still terrified of how bad Patrick Mahomes has looked.
Stugatz, who is lying here? Because we have another story involving quarterback and controversy, and it would appear that someone's not telling the truth. So you have Tony Busby, the attorney for Deshaun Watson, talking about...
The attorney for the women accusing Deshaun Watson.
Forgive me. Thank you. Yes, for the victims or the alleged victims on the Deshaun Watson story, quoted as saying the following. Everyone was different, but there were some instances on a non-disclosure agreement. He's talking about the teams that were trying to trade for Deshaun Watson and contacting him or the people around him. I don't care if he gets traded or not. It's really not my thing. Obviously, there was a lot of effort on their part, meaning the Dolphins he's talking about here, to get the case settled so there could be a trade, apparently. I'm assuming at some point that will come about again. Time is on my side. I'm just going to continue to pursue the case, continue to do my due diligence on the case, and start preparing the case for hopefully a trial. The next significant event, I believe, will be February when we have the opportunity to take Mr. Watson's deposition. He also said Miami or Houston or wherever he goes, it doesn't change our case. Bottom line was apparently at some point the Dolphins wanted 22 settlements. I made it clear after talking to my clients that that wasn't going to happen. And then they lowered that number. I made that clear that that wasn't going to happen. Watson's team was trying to sell the Dolphins on some lower number, and I think that never came to pass. And then the question was asked, what about the non-disclosure agreements your clients were asked to sign? Quote, I don't know if it came from Watson or if it came from the Dolphins. I don't know where it came from, but there was an insistence of a very, very robust non-disclosure agreement, and we pushed back on that very hard. For some of the women, that was the deal breaker. On other women, it was the compensation. Obviously, this is going to land on the Dolphins in a way that is ugly. The idea that you would want to protect your image and throw money and non-disclosure agreements on possible crimes.
We need a quarterback. Get this thing settled. Right.
And get this thing settled in a way that the attorney for the victims is saying that they were very proactive about. And so Adam Beasley of the Pro Football Network is quoting Chris Greer, the general manager of the Dolphins, on some of this stuff. And the quotes are, "It's my job as GM to always investigate every avenue. We've done that from day one. There was no mandate from anyone. We're doing background work and investigating everything. Just because you do that doesn't mean you'll do a deal. This is a unique situation." On Busby's suggestion, the team wanted the accusers to sign an NDA. Absolutely ridiculous and categorically false. Categorically false. That pisses me off. Greer said that 90% of the stories that came out during the saga were false, and he added that he felt good about the team's communication with the organization. And then when a woman asked him the question of if they addressed the potential of a trade with women in the organization, Greer said, "We never got to a point where anything was close to happening, but said that they would have if they were close to something happening." So what happened here? What do you guys as...
Well, I don't believe him.
I don't believe Greer. I don't believe right. him. I can't believe I'm believing an attorney, but I do not believe Greer here.
There are several reputable reporters that have been reporting for months about the Miami Dolphins' interests and how close they were. I just can't believe how badly they botched this, because there are certain things that the Miami Dolphins were surprised over in the very late stages of this proposed deal that should have been item number one before you throw your locker room into upheaval, before you mess with the confidence of your young quarterback, before you drag his name out in trade rumors and him worrying about his job security, before you do this to your head football coach and he has to field the questions. If you're Stephen Ross, the owner, driving this, you don't have to answer to the reporters. He's got to navigate that. There are so many obvious things that are number one with a bullet here that astonishingly came up very late in the stages. And I'd like to say I'm surprised, but it's the Dolphins, so I'm not.
The reporting on it was that the deal fell apart because the asking price fell apart as the Dolphins were asking about non-disclosure agreements and his part of the case being settled. But, Mike, when you say the Dolphins botched this, is there a way to do this particular thing with this particular interest and not botch it?
Just wait?
Right. I think that's an excellent point, Dan, because probably not. But I would say... their priorities in terms of discovery and finding out, when you're acquiring a player, you want to see if that player is going to play for you, right? You do this with an injury, and you're certainly going to do this with legal matters.
But Mike, this feels gross. I mean,
the whole thing feels gross. Just acquiring someone that's alleged of 22 different acts of sexual assault.
But the Dolphins trying to, according to this report, pressure an attorney and alleged victims, to rush to some sort of settlement so they can get themselves a quarterback. It's disgusting.
Yeah, the rushing to the settlement thing, if true, that is really bad.
Well, and to beat the other 30 teams. I mean, that's essentially what this is about.
That's what the urgency is.
Can we get the resolution on this? Because if Deshaun Watson does settle and all this is clear, and then you know his future going forward, then you're going to have more teams that are involved in the trade negotiations at that point, one would presume, as long as he gets cleared. But the Dolphins are trying to get there before that is known by everyone, so their market is expanded. They're trying to squeeze the Texans for less here, which is even more gross.
But it's even more complicated because it doesn't necessarily just go away. It stands to reason that it would go away if he settles a civil suit, but there are crimes. He may be crimes, criminal.
That's correct.
Yeah, there's a whole nother layer. The FBI was talking to him. So you don't know exactly how far this goes.
I, as I'm watching the reporting on this, Stugat, the idea that you come out now after the trade deadline and he's going to spend the rest of the season there, and now you're indignant with how categorically false all this stuff is.
Right.
Like, it wasn't categorically false all the other times that it had made an appearance here in the reporting before this.
And
like,
it wouldn't have been if you could have pressured them to get the settlements.
There was a lot of denials, though, Dan. There was a lot of denials, and we were all like, bullshit. We know what you're doing out there. I don't know what the other move is here other than honesty, but the honesty, it buys them nothing. It buys them nothing. They'd rather have this conversation going on than us having the facts in hand of exactly how they went about doing this. Because now it's all just conjecture. He said.
That small sliver of doubt you're saying is worth it?
David Sampson told us.
Yeah.
David Sampson,
benefit of the doubt,
told us that if a team was interested in actually trading for this kind of problem, it would have to as a duty and a responsibility, reach out to all of the legal people to figure out, is he going to play or not? What can we do? If you're interested in taking whatever heat comes from your interest, you have to talk to all of these people, Stugatz, and see, how do we fix this?
You can recognize how serious the situation is and just let it play out.
But the problem is the initial interest.
And if it plays out, we're Stugatz, I know, the initial interest.
It's easy to say that now, Stugatz. We've been talking about this for months. No, that's not what was happening here. What was happening here is the Miami Dolphins were interested. And if you're interested, you have to pursue all of these legal angles. The problem is with their interests, Stugatz.
Right, say, up to the grossest angle, though?
You say, look, I am not defending this. It's a terrible behavior. Never mind terrible look. Too much gets filed under terrible look. It's a terrible behavior. But it's also showing you how cutthroat these competitions are around the desperate who don't have a quarterback and need to win. Like, there's no one, I don't think that there's anyone who can or would defend the idea of the Dolphins checking in on the non-disclosure agreements to make sure that more information about their new quarterback doesn't get to us under any circumstance. I think everybody would agree that that's ugly. Even Chris Greer, who's saying in the sternest terms possible, right? Because he didn't say categorically false about anything else.
He's saying it didn't happen.
He's saying that thing is so bad that I have to reject it as ridiculous and categorically false. But what I'm saying to you is, once you get to the point of not finding it ridiculous that you're interested in the first place, the next steps on that and what has to be done, not so ridiculous, Stugatz. You know, like if
once you've said,
I'm going to get this kind of dirty,
you got to follow through, I guess.
I'm not telling you you got to follow through, but I'm saying once you've made the immoral decision, you should know something about this.
I'm an expert.
You can't backtrack. You got to like double down on the, if you're going to do the unseemly thing, do the unseemly thing. Don't try and do the unseemly thing and then make it look like it wasn't an unseemly thing.
Yeah, but on this road of unseemly things, I'd like to think that I would stop at the grossest thing on the road. Like I wouldn't go forward
interest,
once I saw
isn't
it.
Isn't interest, you know, in Deshaun Watson, given what he's accused of, that? Like, isn't... Aren't you already there?
I think trying to rush accusers to some sort of settlement so you can get a quarterback is... That's the grossest thing.
It's pretty gross.
I mean,
it's pretty indisputably gross. I need a quarterback. I've got a GM in trouble and my owner's old. How do I get these victims to stay silent with their victimhood? It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah. I think the NDA, it feels gross, but that's standard protocol. The rush to a settlement to me is what really sticks out. If that's true, that is in a very ugly situation that makes us all squirm. That one in particular is super cringy.
Mike, the idea that victims would be subject to the NFL's trade deadline.
But you're saying, like, once you're in the bank and you've decided to rob the bank, you rob the bank at all costs.
Is that kind of what you're saying? Arms race with David Tepper's Carolina Panthers.
Please, dear God, stop trying to put on me
like the ex-president.
I am saying that they had to do this. What I'm saying is, once they decide that they're interested, this is what interest looks like. This is what I am saying to you. Stop trying to put
you're
on
right,
me.
I'm sorry.
You've done it like five times this segment. Right. What you're saying, yeah,
you
Dan.
Doing it.
You're rubbing your arm.
Like, please stop. Please stop putting that
mad
on me. Well, but why are you doing that to
you're
me
like
again and again?
You're pacifying yourself.
Like, why again and again are you trying to put this terrible thing on me?
I just wanted to get to the ex-president's Point Break. I mean,
so you were just setting up the joke, okay? Your big, long play on this. On the Deshaun Watson.
No,
story.
I don't have long plays.
Please, your big...
Everything's a short
Your plate. Vision on this is, I just want to get to the scene in Point Break where the dead presidents are robbing the bank.
That's the ex-presidents. That's a fine.
This is what you thought would be the way to handle the Deshaun Watson discussion. I just want to be clear.
It's an analogy. That's all I was saying. I used a road and then a bank and then, you know, things happen.
Which bank?
Things happen.
Which one? in terms of the movie? Was it the one at the very end where Johnny Utah shoots the cop?
Yeah, you know, they stayed a little too long, right?
I mean, what a bad cop, Johnny Utah.
They went away from their plan, right?
So much blood on his hands.
You never go to the vaults.
No, and it is a fine for dead presidents because one of them was Reagan, who was alive at the time.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a $25.
It's not a $25 fine. No, it is a $1 fine.
It's fine.
It's a $1 fine.
Yeah, calling Carter's
the ex-presidents the dead presidents. Jimmy Carter is still with us at 90, what is it, 96?
No, like he's been sitting out some events, some T's and P's over to Jimmy Carter, but he's still with us right now. Wow. I feel confident in this.
Yeah,
I'm like a dog with a bone on this one.
Check on it.
Yeah, come on.
He's not dead yet.
Jimmy come on.
No, he's still alive. He's still alive.
You know this?
Yes, I know
he's still
alive.
Way to go, JC.
Yes, yes.
Still alive, yeah.
Billy, who did you kill earlier?
Me?
Lou Holtz.
I did not.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You phrase it in the form of a question.
Yeah, Jeopardy.
I'm still alive. Still standing, Billy.
It's getting better.
Hey, listening audience, it's Mike Ryan, and you're a sports fan if you're listening to this show. Well, that's up for debate. You may not know this, but Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to first pitch, with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, that's key, and their low-price guarantee. Game Time takes a guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. I was actually in Baltimore last season, always wanted to check out that ballpark, and I actually went to the Game Time app to actually see exactly what I was dealing with, and on top of that, I got a killer deal. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Don Lebatard.
We were talking to and about Freddie Gibbs, and then Greg Cody made an appearance, and Chris Cody made an appearance, and we were talking about the possibility of Freddie Gibbs having the rap album of the year, at which point Chris Cody, who is too young for this and doesn't know, like, athletes from the 90s,
right.
Chris Cody...
You okay?
Says, is that one of, is that Barry Gibbs? Is he, and so then the DJ, the BGs start playing.
Stugats.
Well said.
A little bit of a struggle. A little bit rusty here.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugats.
So let's get to the heart of whether or not Aaron Rodgers lied to us. Because there was... He was maskless at post-game and at press avails, and we were all under the impression that he was vaccinated, and dates back to this question he was asked on August 26th.
Yeah, I've been immunized. You know, there's a lot of conversation around it. You know, there's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys. It'd be interesting to see what happens if we can, if the protocols change at some point.
The direct question he was asked was, have you been vaccinated? He starts with,
yeah, I've been immunized.
Yeah, I've been immunized. Anybody listening to that would say, okay, synonyms or whatever, but he's vaccinated because he started with, yeah.
Well, the yes.
Yeah.
The yes is,
yeah.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the answer to that question. No, I haven't been vaccinated.
So now you have the dual things working here, right, Stugatz? You have both of the things happening where this wasn't Kyrie Irving putting his name on some sort of belief system and then taking the slings and arrows. This wasn't even LeBron James, who waited a long time, Stugatz, and kind of talked around it in a way because he didn't want to be out there with the lie, Stugatz. LeBron James didn't want to say the thing that he was being pressured to say, so he just made personal decision. And for a long time, he was the only Laker who was not vaccinated, and to those of you listening who feel very lonely as people who have also chosen the path to not be vaccinated, I know that you hate the judgment and the pressure that rains down from society, from all of us on this. But we've got a situation here that is some of the favorite stuff for sports fans and just human beings. The gotcha, Stugatz, the gotcha on the combination of, oh, wait a minute, you lied to us and you lied to us about something because it was the more popular and easy thing to do as a State Farm insurance agent,
right,
a commercial salesman. Like, did you lie to us? Because I don't even know which one sports fans get more bothered by, selfishness or dishonesty. I really don't know the answer to that.
There are people who have tested positive who feel like they're immune to it. Like, hey, I don't need to go get the vaccination. I've already tested positive. So, but Aaron doesn't come off as someone who, you know, would take something so seriously, so flippantly, you know? So I'm not certain. I don't know what to do with it, Dan,
I'd like to
because
know.
Maybe he felt like he was fine and he was safe, you know, because he had tested positive for it.
I'd like to know what he has to say about this, because I did not know that he had tested positive. You've said that a couple of times now, that he's immunized because he's got the antibodies because he's tested positive.
How else would you?
That has to be what he means. Otherwise, he's lying about that too.
Right. But how else would you go about getting him?
But did you know that I had not heard that he had tested positive and therefore was immunized because he had the antibodies. You've said that a couple of times. That's not something I've read anywhere.
Well, that's what he's suggesting.
Could have caught it during the offseason. Yeah. You never know.
There's also some reporting now, or I guess some speculation from Jonathan Jones of CBS, that if he is indeed unvaccinated, then he has a backlog of fines for breaking the NFL's COVID-19 protocols, because he has been breaking them. In August, Bills receiver and punt returner Isaiah McKenzie was fined $14,650 for repeated violations of the COVID-19 protocols. This guy's got a backlog of fines if he has been saying, I'm vaccinated, and then it turns out that he's not.
I'll also say this, Dan, that both my parents tested positive. My mom passed away. And my father could not get a test, could not get the vaccine, okay, for I think a period of 4 to 6 months because he had tested positive. So the doctor told him, hey, you're better off just waiting. Yeah.
I don't know what team doctors say. I don't know what NFL practice
says. I'm telling you what a real doctor told my dad.
Yeah, and yeah. I heard that when the vaccine first came out, I got it like right at like it's 3 months that you were supposed to wait when they were prioritizing, you know, people with immune disorders and all that, because they do that for a health standpoint too, because you have natural antibodies. Your body's going to fight it off. That's why I had such a difficult time recovering from the vaccine, because I had very strong antibodies having had the thing.
Is it possible, and I don't know how to do this because this was all happening in real time as we were on the air here, but is it possible to wait for an explanation before?
No.
Before any kinds of judgments on this, because I've already done disappointed and I've talked around like, were we lied to here? And it feels a little bit dangerous without more information. I'd kind of like to hear from him, to hear what the explanation is.
He's bought that with you? He hasn't bought that with me, because he lied. He said, yeah. And if there was a reason behind not being vaccinated, I kind of feel like I'm owed that. You know, I'm not owed jack shit in the eyes of Aaron Rodgers, but you don't say yeah to a direct question about a vaccine. If you're unvaccinated and you feel like you have a good enough reason, outside of the free thinker stuff that's been kind of leaking out of you since this season started, I'd like to hear it.
But what's the answer to the question, if I follow you down this path and it is asked of Aaron Rodgers, hey, Aaron, why did you tell us you were immunized? Like, what's the answer? Will you accept the answer of, well, I got it and I didn't tell anybody. My private life is my private life, and I thought the antibodies were going to protect me.
But there's an NFL thing here too, because it kind of seems like this surprised everybody. And we've all heard from Cole Beasley. We've all seen what the protocols
well, not you.
Are.
You, not you. You were unsurprised initially because you're like, I've heard it in the code of the language that he's using.
No. I was surprised to find out he was unvaccinated because he was asked directly if he was vaccinated. But to find out that he was one of these types that would go unvaccinated, that kind of falls in line with things that he's been saying, given the political beliefs of people who feel strongly about not being vaccinated at the moment. Was he skirting the protocols?
So the more reporting here, Ian Rappaport saying, my understanding is that Aaron Rodgers has been following protocols for unvaccinated players while inside the building. But there's like sideline protocols as well, right? Like you wear masks when you come off the field. Like you see the odd player wearing masks on the sidelines.
Are they going to have a quarterback this week? Because if he's been in meetings with all the other quarterbacks.
If Love is vaccinated.
You think he allows Jordan Love in his meetings?
Contact tracing. If Love is unvaccinated, then he would have a problem. It would be kind of like the Denver Broncos situation.
The Packers playing the Chiefs with no quarterback, with like some tight end or punter who played quarterback in college.
Now there's very clearly
Favre up too.
There's very clearly what you can classify at this point.
Phillip Rivers is about to show up at the Green Bay facility. Yeah. Him and Cam are going to race. They're going to drag race there.
Did you see what he leaked out there? I haven't heard from the Saints, but I'll listen. No, there's very clearly an outbreak going on in Green Bay. So it's obviously good to be vaccinated. Love could still test positive for this virus, vaccinated or not, but he is more likely, even if he catches it, if he tests negative before the game, he could be cleared.
What's more interesting here? What's the ripple effects and the permutations of Aaron Rodgers, football player, leader, guy in his last possibly soap opera season with the Packers, undermining the season with this form of leadership that might lead to them having to play Mahomes with no quarterbacks.
Yeah, but playing this year's Mahomes is a little bit different. Yeah.
If there's any season to do it.
Evens it out a bit.
Green Bay's third string quarterback is on the COVID-19 list, by the way.
Superstar athlete surprising us by being unvaccinated during these times and not doing it the way Kyrie Irving is doing it and Cole Beasley are doing it. Like how much of this is there in sports? Kirk Cousins
he totally took a totally different path, which is lying to us.
Kirk Cousins caught a lot of heat for putting his name on his beliefs.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron's catching it right now, Dan.
He should.
He's getting crushed.
As he should.
Mm-hmm.
He answered a question, are you vaccinated, with yeah. Yeah.
So you lied
to me, Aaron. Why?
To answer your question, no, we can't wait. I mean,
I'm not. I refuse to. He was asked directly.
I don't want
to
believe it. If I haven't made that clear,
I don't want to believe it.
We feel your pain, Dan.
This is a very rough day for you and I. We love Aaron Rodgers, and again, we both wanted to see Mahomes versus Rodgers, and it's been ripped away from us. And also, damn it, we let the Chiefs off the hook.
How does this impact his trade value after the season?
Yeah. Liar on your
team. Isn't an option? It's an off the field concern, no doubt.
Character issues?
Yeah, character issue. I would lie to you straight to our faces. And he had the nerve to break up his friendship with Ryan Braun?
Man.
Oh, pot kettle.
I love the idea of just ripping him pot kettle on. Liar, how dare you? Right after we've talked about Deshaun Watson. Like the immoral behavior of, do you trade for this character risk paired against the conversations we just had about the Dolphins and Deshaun Watson?
Ryan Braun, I hope you try to FaceTime Aaron Rodgers right now.
And just laugh at him?
Yeah. Hey, everyone thinks you're a liar. Must be pretty vulnerable. Would be nice to have friends at this moment, wouldn't it? How's the restaurant doing?
What happened with them? This is news to me.
They're done.
You didn't hear the falling out on Ryan Braun and Aaron Rodgers? No. Ryan Braun just kind of quietly retired this year out of nowhere.
Yeah, he was a free agent. Nobody wanted him. Hmm. Yeah. Problem.
Tell you.
Hall of Famer?
Why'd they have a falling out?
I think that ship sailed.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Stugatz.
Hall of Fame nickname.
No, numbers. But Stugatz wants Stugatz would like every conversation in his life to end with him being able to ask somebody Hall of Famer. He's done it like
Well, this four, hurt Aaron's Hall of Fame chances?
He did like four times today.
No longer first ballot for me. I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Wow.
You lied to me and you ripped Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes away from me.
And only one ring, too. Don't forget that.
If we were doing first ballot Hall of Fame for liars, you got Stugatz's bust right at the front, right over the door. But what else?
Hall of Shamer.
Who else are you putting in there? Who else are you putting in the Hall of Fame? I love these first ballot Hall of Fame liars. I think we could fill this room with some quality people.
Nick Saban.
Barry Bonds.
Has it been proven yet on Barry Bonds?
Yeah, the cream, right? Wasn't that him?
He's not first ballot.
Really?
He doesn't get to be.
Wait, hold on a second. If we're building out a Hall of Fame of liars, are they getting in based on their performance or on their lies?
Oh, how successful the lies are! This is a good
George
qualifier.
O'Leary.
Quality lies.
So you're saying a Hall of Fame? So
George O'Leary is a first ballot. Because
he was a pretty good liar until he got caught.
This is a good distinction you're making.
Also,
here,
Zodiac
Billy.
Killer.
Who is the Dolphins running back that said he was abducted by aliens and that's why he missed practice?
No, he was
Alfred Oglesby.
It wasn't aliens. He faked a kidnapping, didn't he?
Alfred Oglesby was a defensive tackle who faked an abduction. Yes,
the Canseco's
Lance Armstrong.
But wait a minute, this is something. What the thing that Billy, are you making a different Hall of Fame? Because I don't think Stugatz is welcome in the Hall of Fame you're building, which is good liars.
I mean, if we know they're liars, none of them are good liars.
But you're saying successful or at the art of lying, that they're expert enough. You're not putting bad liars in the Hall of Fame, right?
O.J. Simpson.
Like George O'Leary is a clever liar, right?
Liar.
Did you see O.J. Simpson was at the Bills-Dolphins game?
I did see that. What the hell was that?
Presumably looking for the killers.
How is George O'Leary a good liar when he didn't coach a game at Notre Dame?
Yeah, but it was a good
because
attempt.
He was caught lying.
Yeah, it was a good attempt.
Because he coached games.
He's trying to sneak it in on the resume.
Yeah.
How about Palmeiro? I mean,
how about Pete Rose?
He put on a performance. Palmeiro.
Who's in your Hall of Fame, Billy? Who are you putting in this Hall of Fame?
Of liars? I mean,
Who are your first ballot Hall of Fame liars? Mike, you got in there awfully quick with Nick Saban.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the Alabama head coach.
That was a good one.
Quit asking.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin set himself up if he goes to USC.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Big time liar.
Hall of Fame watch. That.
I mean, Braun's in there, right?
Yeah. Oh, that poor piss collector, huh?
Yeah. Sammy Sosa told us he didn't speak English.
Does the piss collector go in the Hall of Fame as well, or would it be in the artifact section, like where you have of this Liars Hall of Fame, where you have the little the memorabilia items?
Can we put Bobby Petrino in there?
Well, there's got to be a picture of him on the wall in that neck brace, for sure.
It wasn't exactly forthcoming with all the details surrounding the
I'm Bobby thinking Petrino accident. Should have naming rights.
I'm thinking stained glass windows with Petrino's, the picture of Petrino in a neck brace with scars on his face, for sure.
Lance was just tossed out there. That's not just a toss out there. That's 10 years of vociferously defending your existence.
Lance is a first
ruining
ballot.
The life of Floyd Landis. Poor Floyd Landis.
All right, this is
No, but he's in here too. Floyd Landis. Poor Floyd Landis. He's also in this Hall of Fame.
Guys, I don't remember how this finished and how we finally kind of closed the chapter on this. Manti Te'o.
Oh, wow.
He was lied to.
Yeah, both of them
so
are
it's two right. ESPN.
Lene Kakua. She lied.
Wait, do you have this? Did we get that sound from ESPN?
No, Drew Kakua is not seeing the light of day. I tried to do like a behind the bit, and I'm like, this makes me feel uncomfortable these days.
But Manti did nothing wrong there. He was lied
no,
to.
No, both Manti, well, they're going
his,
together.
No,
they're
his
going
mistake was falling in love.
No, he told, he kept the the myth alive as well.
Danny Almonte?
Pretty good.
I think that both, you guys are in agreement that Manti Te'o has to go in with the catfisher.
Maybe they
have to both go in as a couple.
Maybe he doesn't go in, like he doesn't have a bust, but it's like a notable accomplishment. You know, like sometimes there's like a big thing in a game and the Hall of Fame collects it and puts it in the Hall of Fame. Maybe there's something like that for Manti Te'o.
Billy, forgive me. Can everyone else hear the rumbling sound?
I don't know what's happening.
Private eye, Tony.
Is somebody jackhammering on the Cleveland building right now?
Pressure cleaning a window.
Ethan Hawke dropped down one day. I mean,
that's
Someone's cleaning the window, yeah.
Ethan Hunt, Ethan Hawke.
What did I call
Ethan
him?
Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke is like
from
actor.
White Fang?
What I love, it's not just Tugat's going to an incredibly inside joke of one day that there was a window cleaner.
Everyone knows that day.
Everyone knows that day, and everyone knows what you meant. Everyone knows that you meant Ethan Hawke there.
Fossil car owner.
You think that's a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Fausto Carmona.
He's a false identity. That's a lie.
Ooh. Juan Carlos Oviedo.
Wasn't Olden Polonese, didn't he impersonate a police officer, get arrested for that one time?
How do I not know this story?
You don't know? Go ahead and Google.
I like to think I know all the Olden Polonese stories.
Go ahead and Google Olden Polonese police.
In Cleveland, I was staying at the same place that Taco Fall was staying at a time, and he put a hoodie on as to be inconspicuous. Taco Fall.
How do you spell Polonese?
P-O-L-Y-N-I-C-E. Let's see what this turns up. Whittingham, can you just read the story? I want you to read the news report on whatever it is that's revealed by the Associated Press on what it is that Olden Polonese specifically got arrested for. If you don't know the story, Mike, he can't be a first ballot Hall of Famer. If this is not a story that you have heard before, because it can't be a secret to you. I heard a story the other day, Stugatz. I think Kareem was telling it of Wilt Chamberlain, that Wilt Chamberlain got on an elevator. Somebody asked him how's the weather up there, and Wilt Chamberlain just spit on the person. And it's a thing that tall people have been doing. Dwayne Schintzis used to do this at the University of Florida because it's weird to grow up that tall, and you get to be something of an outcast. So what is the Olden Polonese story that I didn't think we'd be ending the show on today?
This is from November of 2000. Utah Jazz center Olden Polonese has been charged with impersonating a police officer and disorderly conduct stemming from a traffic dispute last month at Salt Lake City. West Valley prosecutor John Huber said Friday that Polonese chased another motorist on October the 28th. Polonese told authorities he had been cut off in traffic. The player, who police say flashed a badge at the motorist, refused comment as he left the Delta Center after Friday morning's shootaround. But Jazz president Dennis Haslam defended Polonese, saying, quote, Polonese's version of the incident affirms that he did nothing wrong, and he is confident that this will be resolved shortly.
Okay, so do we know? It's 20 years later. Do we know what the resolution of that is? Billy, what is happening with Mike and the pipe system around here where you guys are looking around because it seems like the walls are vibrating and that someone is jackhammering on all of the walls?
Unclear. We don't look. We're looking out the windows. We don't know where it's coming from.
I'm going to go downstairs.
Yeah, we should leave.
We should leave. This doesn't. Thank you. Let's end on that note.